Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to this week's episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about tips for getting the proper exposure when it comes to night photography. Now, the reason I chose this is basically because I want to work in a little bit of a reminder from last week's podcast. So I figured this would be a good topic to talk about, but we'll get into that in just a second. So let's go ahead and get into the first tip when it comes to getting the proper exposure for night photography. All right, so tip number one is a pretty simple one. And most of these actually are fairly simple, especially if you're familiar with night photography, getting out there and trying to get a really nice balanced exposure when it comes to really dark situations. But the first one is going to be work in manual mode. And one of the main reasons for this is because your camera is going to be kind of fooled a little bit if you have it in a kind of an automatic mode. Even if you have it in a aperture priority mode, that pretty much would be the only one that you would probably have it in if you didn't have it in manual mode. But if you got crazy and got it into a shutter priority or time value mode, something like that, your camera's going to be fooled, because if it sees something that is a little bit brighter, or if it sees something that's really dark, especially in the night scenes, your camera is automatically going to want to try to up the ISO as high as it'll go to try to balance out and get a nice exposure. And it'll probably give a fairly long shutter speed. So we don't really want that combined with a high ISO. So what you want to do is kind of work in manual mode. You want to try to get a little bit of trial and error when it comes to your exposure. So, you know, if you have a tripod, that's a huge bonus. And that's one small caveat to all of this stuff. When it comes to night photography, you definitely want to have a tripod. Nice sturdy tripod. And so if you do have one of those and you have your camera set on manual mode, then you can automatically assume that your ISO is going to be around 100, because you don't have to worry about having a high ISO. So especially in night scenes, you want to have sort of a cleaner image, because if you have underexposed pixels and maybe there's a highlight somewhere in the photo, it could be a really overexposed pixels, and they can get all crazy and wacky. So you definitely want to have a really low ISO to try to get it as clean of an image as possible. So doing that, you're able to dial in all of that stuff and make sure that it's a very well-exposed image. And I'm going to talk about exactly what that means in a couple other tips coming up. But using manual mode, you'll be able to dial in that ISO and dial in your aperture and your shutter speed and start trying to balance out the exposure using all three of the exposure triangle elements. All right, so tip number two is use your histogram. And the reason I say this is because there's a couple twofold things when it comes to this, but using your histogram is going to give you a more accurate representation of what the scene is actually looking like. So if you take a photo, let's say you just go out there, you set your camera to, in manual mode to just some various settings. It really doesn't matter for this example, but you set it and the camera or the photo on the live view that you see on the back of your camera, it looks pretty decent. It looks pretty good. You think it looks great. It's bright enough. You can still see some foreground elements maybe. And you're like, great, I got the first photo. And you start taking a couple other ones. But then you get back to the computer and you pull that image into Lightroom or Photoshop, and you realize that it's still a little bit dark. And you're thinking, why was it showing up brighter on my screen than it was in Lightroom or Photoshop? So typically the reason for this is because your screen is kind of lying to you a little bit. So if you were to go in your camera settings and look at your screen brightness, maybe your screen brightness is lit up. It's all the way up. So your screen is actually really bright, therefore making your image actually look brighter than it really is. So that's why you need to pay attention to the histogram, because that will actually show you if you have more of the shadows, more of the blacks, if you actually have a balanced exposure in the midtones, or if it's overexposed. Most of the time, if you see an image on the back of the screen and you think it looks pretty good, and you pull up your histogram, you could probably actually see that, you know, maybe I need to actually give it a couple more seconds to gather in more light for that nighttime photo. So always pay attention to your histogram, especially when it comes to nighttime photos, because your camera, your LCD screen on your camera can actually lie to you and think you got a better image than you actually did. All right, tip number three is actually make sure you get a little bit comfortable with the bulb mode on your camera. So the bulb mode, for those of you who don't know, there's actually a mode mode on most DSLRs. That's called bulb mode on Canons. There's most of the time there's a B symbol, and that could kind of show what bulb mode is. Sometimes you got to get into your camera settings and change it for the shutter speed. It might actually go to bulb mode. But what exactly bulb mode is, for those of you who don't know, it's actually a mode on your camera where as long as you hold the shutter button down on your camera, the shutter inside your camera will stay open, exposing the scene to your sensor. So this is a really important mode when it comes to night photos, because that way you can actually control how long your shutter stays open. So let's say you're in a really, really dark scene, and let's just get crazy and say you have your aperture at aperture 16 in a really, really dark scene. So if you do that and your ISO is at 100, you're going to need to have a very, very, very long shutter to make sure you expose that scene correctly. So if you were to do that, if you put it to a regular manual mode, most of the time the shutter speed will only go to 30 seconds. Well, in that particular example, you're going to need longer than 30 seconds to get a well-exposed photo. So that's when you would switch to bulb mode, and you would have to hold the shutter button down on your camera to expose it for longer than 30 seconds. And you can go for as long as the shutter button will hold, or as long as you can hold it, or as long as your camera battery lasts. You could actually hold it down for as long as you want to and get a very well-exposed scene if you're holding that down. So a lot of you might be wondering, how am I going to hold the shutter button down on my camera? Well, you probably need a shutter release for that, because even if you've got a real steady hand and you hold the shutter button down for 45 seconds, you're probably going to introduce a little bit of camera shake in there. So you really want to have a shutter release, and shutter releases are actually fairly cheap. They just plug into your camera and they just act like a shutter button, and you're able to, kind of play with that, hold that down, lock it into place, and you can actually just walk away and let your camera shutter stay open, recording the scene for you, so you don't have to hold the shutter button down. So get comfortable with bulb mode. It's a really good mode to use, especially if you want to have an exposure longer than 30 seconds. All right, so the next tip is going to be a very easy one, and it's probably going to be a tip that I would have to say for every style of photography, no matter what situation you're in, minus maybe a couple situations where you don't care about editing. Most of the time, this is going to be a tip that's in every tip that I give throughout this podcast, the life of this podcast, is always shoot in RAW. And the reason I say that, especially when it comes to night photos, you have a lot more information to play with to really balance that exposure out if you get something a little bit too dark or a little bit too light. If you only shoot in JPEG, it's going to compress the heck out of that photo, and you're not going to be able to get anything back, or if you do, it's not going to look that great. So especially shooting in RAW, that's a really, really important tip. You would be amazed how much more information you can bring back when it comes to night photos. If you have a little bit of a foreground element and you really want to brighten that up, and you're in a really dark scene, you can certainly do that, and it'll probably handle itself way better than you might think. So shooting in RAW, obviously, for almost every style of photography, every situation, is probably the best tip that I can give that can really help you out when it comes to the editing process. All right, so this next tip is actually going to be a tip for getting prepared, getting the composition right for your image. So when you're in a really dark situation, one thing you could do is definitely bring a flashlight with you to try to help you compose the scene a little bit better, because obviously if you're in a night situation, it's probably going to be a little bit dark, probably going to be a little bit hard to see. So have a flashlight ready. But what you want to do is try to take a shot that is at a higher ISO, higher than you would certainly shoot any image going forward later, later in the night, if you're trying to compose a really cool image. So take a high ISO image, maybe around 6400 or 12,800, somewhere around there. And what that's going to allow you to do is get that image, get a fairly short exposure time. But what you're really looking for when you're trying to do that is actually the composition of your scene. You're not really caring about the image quality. It can even be out of focus. It really doesn't matter. You're just trying to get the composition ready and right when it comes to your night photo that you're taking. The reason for this is because if you get your camera settings dialed in exactly the way you think they should be, and you take an image, and let's say you got to wait 60 seconds to get a proper exposure using that bulb mode, you have to wait 60 seconds just to see if you got the image composed right. So that's when you would kind of skip that whole process, take a higher ISO image, and you could probably get maybe 2 or 3 seconds out of it. And then you can see if a really bright scene, a really bright photo of your photo, and that way you can kind of compose your image a little bit better. So it just kind of a way to save time. And again, it's you're not looking for any kind of quality there. You're probably just going to delete these as soon as you get back to your editing. But it's just another way of kind of speeding up the time and making sure you're using your time wisely as you're out there and shooting stuff at night. All right, so another tip would be to actually think about bracketing your shots at night. A lot of people think of bracketing HDR, an HDR process, as being kind of an only a daytime thing to try to calm down those really bright highlights and minimize those shadows so your image is a little bit more balanced. But you could actually do almost the same thing when it comes to night photography. You can do bracketing there as well and try to get a little bit more detail in some of the shadows. You don't obviously have to bring all of that back because you still want it to look like a night photo, but it just gives you a little bit more leeway. But what I would kind of steer away from is the auto bracketing that might be on your camera, where you change the bracketing to go to, let's say, negative 2 stops under a neutral exposure and 2 stops over. I would actually do that using the histogram. I would do it manually. So I would get my settings all in manual mode, get my settings all dialed in with the ISO, the aperture, and the shutter speed, and make sure you kind of added more neutral exposure so your histogram has a kind of a little bit of a spike in the middle, and I'd take a photo there. Then I'd kind of shorten my shutter speed to where I'd get a little bit darker of an image, and then I'd increase my shutter speed to get a little bit lighter of an image, and then I can actually do some bracketing or some HDR blending back in Lightroom, and I can get a little bit more information to play with. So that's just one thing to think about. Obviously, not for all situations. You probably don't want to do that. But if you're maybe in a city or something like that, you could probably get away with doing a little bit of bracketing. And bracketed night shots actually come out pretty cool. So give that a try next time you're out there doing that. All right. And the last tip when it comes to this was just kind of a fun one, but a last tip when it comes to the street photography example that we just talked about. If you have a scene with a lot of street lights in there, maybe you're in a park at night or something like that, and you have little lamps everywhere, street lamps. If you actually have a tripod and you have the time, you could actually take your aperture, dial it all the way up to around aperture f22, somewhere around there. And when you take the photo and you get a really nice exposed photo, you're going to see those really cool starburst effect in the lights because your aperture is so closed down. And it's going to make for a really kind of a cool, fun, special effect looking photo. It's not a crazy tip to get a better exposure, but it's actually just kind of a fun one. So it really works well with really bright lights, especially when you're shooting at night, because most of the bright lights are on. So if you have those kind of situations, that's a really cool way of getting that little starburst effect in each one of the lights. Maybe there are little T lights everywhere. You're going to get a little starburst effect off of those. So it's just kind of a fun way to kind of spice up your night photography. All right, guys, so I hope you enjoyed those night photography examples. And again, the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this, because I wanted to send out a reminder about the monthly edit, the raw monthly edit contest that we're doing over at the Sleek Lens Club members group page. I want to go ahead and promote that again. There is a night photo out there. It's a night photo of a beach, kind of a walkway into the beach, and you can see a little bit of the Milky Way there. But I will leave the link in the show notes of this episode, and you can go to that link. You can feel free to download that raw file, and you can edit it any way you want to, any creative way that you want to. You can get crazy with it with Photoshop. You can do a basic edit in Lightroom, something like that. And what we're going to do is at the end of every month, we're going to draw a winner for a monthly contest. And this monthly contest is going to be for that photo. So what you need to do to enter, and all the instructions are in the link in this show's show notes. But all you need to do is edit the photo the way you want to, and you can do as many times as you want to. You can post as many photos as you want to, but add it as a photo reply to the Sleek Lens Club Members Club page where I have the contest posted. So that's all you got to do. There's already a bunch there, so we're loving the response, and I'm enjoying everybody's edit. So thank you all who have done that so far. But that's just a really cool contest we're doing there. And the winner gets a Sleek Lens $50 gift card to use on anything on the Sleek Lens site, so you guys can check that out and look at more information that way. So I just want to send out a quick little reminder. I know it's only been a week, but I'm loving loving the responses that we're getting so far. So if you haven't done it yet, please feel free to edit that photo, and it's obviously yours to keep as well. A free night raw file that you can use for anything that you want to. But I would really love it if you guys would go ahead and edit that and add it to the post on the Sleek Lens Club members group page. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this week's episode. I look forward to next week's episode. But until then, this has been Jordan from Sleek Lens. I'll see you next week.